dear. Well, then tell me, what do you suggest?
Well, to slay the horrid beast,
march to the east,
to the west.
Your logic lacks, of course, to chart,
and yours to start.
Oh, what a jest before me making in the east,
when you're in taking creepy school.
Oh, hee hee hee, Mom.
Could it be, ma'am, some poor king has lost a fool?
Will what? You please stop it? Stop it! Stop it! Now, gentlemen, dear gentlemen, I pray, please don't shout. Now, gentlemen, dear gentlemen, come, let's work this out. I know that you have tried your very best. Still, if you forgive me, I suggest we'll take our forces here at me to join our two brigades near Kent. Will these militia move to sea to join the troops and to prevent our rear attack on those at E, who via F shall move to G, which way, sir, we'll see the day to
That should reduce some of the Empress's forces, yes?
Yes, ma'am, I suppose it would, yeah.
Good. So where should we go from there?
I suggest that we charge forward.
Straight to the north.
Oh, what a con!
I hope your brain is well insured.
At least mine's cured. Can we get on?
No, let's resolve first why you're here.
If you'll evolve first, hey!
You are a brute, sir.
Kiss my boot, sir.
How General Fellaini
crap. Oh, you please stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Now, gentlemen, dear gentlemen, I pray, please don't fight. Now, gentlemen, dear gentlemen, come, let's get this right. I know that you have worked hard on this task. Still, if you forgive me, I must ask. Oh. We'll take our three brigades at D to join those mustered here at A. Battalions down at E will follow thus on this foray to buttress Leeds and Coventry, thus freeing up our troops at D, for which we soon will greet the day when Stevie will be back with me.
What do you think?
It's brilliant, Mom. Yes, it's very nice. It'll work.
Good. Now, where from here? Oh, come, gentlemen. Here.
London, ma'am. Well, it's mighty and it's risky. Well, our little army would be crushed. Crumbled.
Oh, please. The Spartans were not merely crushed by the Persians at Thermopylae.
Aye, but they were led by a king, ma'am.
Gentlemen. 23 years ago, my uncle Baldwin, King of Jerusalem, died. My father, Eustace, Count of Boulogne, was then offered his throne. Feeling God watching over his shoulder, he thoughtfully dallied, but in time he said yes and made for Jerusalem. But by the time he got there, he found the crown had already been taken by another. Take the door, sirs. Always, always take the door. The paths you never choose are futures that you lose and cannot restore. You see, gentlemen, my family has already lost one kingdom. I do not intend to allow them to lose another. To London.